1490 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. New noise bylaws are coming to the Plateau Mont-Royal and Ville-Marie boroughs of Montreal, areas known for their nightlife and live music cultures. These bylaws seek to clear up confusion around noise complaints in the area, but critics say they hand too much discretion and power to police. In the last 2 years, multiple iconic small music venues in the Plateau area of Montreal have been closed, and these venues cited noise complaints as the principal reason for their closure. Venues like La Tulipe and Diving Bell are among these bars, and just last week, Blue Dog announced it would be closing its doors for similar reasons. Earlier this month, the city committed to introducing clearer guidelines around what counts as excessive noise, setting clear decibel limits for bars in certain areas. However, these new bylaws also increase the minimum fines for noise violations by 566%. Here is Turbo House owner and co-owner of the recently shuttered Blue Dog, Sergio Da Silva, discussing the fee increase.
A $10,000 fine on any small business or any small bar venue is basically a death sentence. And then you couple that with sort of like their lip service to sort of doing what other people have asked, like the decibel limits. Basically, that should be put in place so businesses know how to conform to the rules. Whereas now, if you leave everything at the discretion of the police, that rule basically has no teeth and is more of an instrument for the police to, come down harder on the businesses than it is for the business to be able to conform with the rules that are on the books.
These bylaws also leave Montreal's police force, the SPVM, with the power to shut down live music shows or clear out bars at their discretion. However, the city has also established what they are calling nightlife vitality zones to partially subsidize smaller venues and help pay for soundproofing and noise equipment. Max Honigan is the communications officer for Montreal 2424, a nightlife research and advocacy group in Montreal. He has a background in policy analysis. Honigan says while some of the city's support for live venues is appreciated, the enforcement of the new bylaws will threaten the distinct live music culture of Montreal.
And there's nothing to protect from noise. It's just about, extended hours to serve alcohol, which is great, which we're in favor of, and funding for soundproofing, which is also nice. But nothing is solving what's the real issue here, which is venues which have existed for years, sometimes for decades, that are just trying to exist, just trying to do what they do, which is put on shows. People move in nearby, knowing full well where they're moving into, and then start legally harassing the venue for just doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's the real issue here.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona, and tonight we are back to the regular programming of talking about different genres of electronic dance music. Tonight, I want to talk to you guys about jungle. So jungle is the precursor to drum and bass, which I have already talked about on this show and that I've played a lot of. It started in the early 1990s in the UK rave scene with the influence from Jamaican sound system culture. Actually, jungle belonged to Jamaican sound system culture, and that took influences from the UK rave scene and from breakbeat hardcore. It sits at about 150 beats per minute and is defined by really like fast breakbeats, syncopated percussive loops, samples, deeper bass lines, melodies, and the vocal samples are usually from dub, reggae, dance hall, funk, sometimes soul. There's a really heavy Caribbean influence for jungle music, and that really, really shows in the songs. So the most commonly known genre of jungle is Raga jungle, which is, I would say, the original style of jungle. So heavy raga reggae dub influence, and drum and bass kind of developed later on. Drum and bass is essentially what happened when white people discovered jungle. But there's more to it than that, of course. But yeah, it's very, it uses a lot of like MCs. There's rapping over the beats, and it's really fun to dance to. It's the one that it actually uses the most MCs out of any other genre. And yeah, I have so much more to say about jungle music, but I don't want to take up too much of this time, so I'm gonna get you guys started with a couple of like OG jungle tracks. Up next, I've got some MBM General Lee.
Jungle is massive, wicked, wicked. Jungle is massive, wicked, wicked. Jungle is massive, wicked, original. Well, big up, and the original jungle is massive. The original dancehall jungle is there. General Lee here alongside the MB. The world is in trouble. I want to tell a murderer. It goes, I am the incredible general. Sensation now when it comes. Yo, Matty will and them, I spin them like a windmill. You talk for them, don't tell them how we got the skill. Can't get nice unless we name on the bill. And the girls see you with vices like them jeans get for feel. Pass on with them and pass on with them and go online with them and chill. I could win a cycle winner, over the hill. Who do want come to see that? Could have been sick, could have been sick ill. Just take that the MV to the best and go right your will. Come now. When the general a boss, booyaka, booyaka, MB run the dance. Booyaka, booyaka, we no take part, no talk. Booyaka, booyaka.
Incredible.
Mr. Lee, keep on the man, the gentleman, for the general. Keep on my in my style, wicked, original.
ton. Some of them a joke, some of them a jump. Some of them a hard for the coke and a bar for the crack and a cry for the whoopee. I'm gonna do it. Sit that, let. London.
Okay, so those were two more like old school jungle tracks. The first one was a classic, Incredible by MBeat and General Levy. And the second track was Pianos Raining Down by 4AM Crew. Both General Levy and 4AM Crew are both still making music to this day. And there's actually quite a bit of jungle that's still being made. It's very specific pockets, but like it was such a like big influence on electronic music and holds a very particular place in also like Caribbean diaspora culture, that it's just stuck around. Also, it's just good, like it just goes hard. I don't know what else to say about it. But anyways, the one of the things that defines jungle is the Amen break, which is a sample break from the song Amen Brother by the Winstons, and that has been used in like every single jungle track, you know, or don't know for that matter. There's definitely some like discussion around whether or not the Amen break is actually what defines jungle as separate from drum and bass, and a lot of people do believe that that is the case. Some people think that like once you remove the Amen break from jungle, it is no longer jungle, and that is just like, and it's then it's something completely different. But yeah, super super influential. And basically jungle music consists of the Amen break, either like, which is sped up of course in the songs, and dance hall rapping / reggae tropes. So very like hype man culture, if that makes sense. But yeah, in the late 90s, people started removing the reggae influences and the Amen break from jungle music, and that's kind of how it evolved into drum and bass. Yeah, there was also so much jungle still being made to this day, and with artists like Naya Archives and even like the original junglists who are still around and still making music, which is amazing. So next up, I've got a few more recent songs for you guys that have come out in the last couple of years, or a couple of them came out in the last month or so. So once again, this is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy the music.
Sound of the Fantasia International Film Festival, back for another year on the downtown campus of Concordia University from July 16th to August 3rd. North America's premier genre film festival is your place to see the most eye-poppingly, face-meltingly extraordinary films from around the world. For more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes, check out fantasiafestival.com. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine folks at
Fantasia.
Im cabaret, au cabaret, to cabaret.
The Comfy Cabaret is now open every Tuesday at 6. Forget all your fears, problems, struggles, and snuggle up. Relax, I've got all that's going on with local, new, underappreciated artists in a chilled out indie pop landscape. We feature artists every week talking about their stories and music, plus new releases you're sure to love as well. You can find your new favorite artist before the world does right here on the Comfy Cabaret.
CJLO, you're listening to CJLO.
Some boy I puff up them chests and I go and like them away bulletproof vest. No, no, you a lot of some boy I puff up them chests and I go and like them away bulletproof vest. No, you a lot of some boy.
So that was Naya Archives, a Staka and KT remix of an Andy C song. And then once again, we have had General Levy, the original Junglist, and 4AM Crew. Although some people, I think, have beef with General Levy for saying that he's the original Junglist. But from the research that I did, apparently people misunderstood what he was saying when he said that. I don't know the details of it. That's not what I'm here to talk about. Moving on. Yeah, some more fun facts about Jungle is that a huge role in the popularization of jungle music was done by pirate radio stations. So it was independent artists and underground shows and like pirate radio. It was these guys who would like literally make a radio transmitter by hand somehow and go into these like abandoned buildings to do their radio shows. It's actually really freaking cool. And the jungle scene was 100%, it is a counterculture. It emerged in the like post Thatcher UK, which, if you know anything about Margaret Thatcher and the UK during that time, the working people were not happy. The working class people were not happy, of course, to say the least. But yeah, this emerged as most subcultures do, it as a counterculture, as a rebellion. It was 100% multicultural. It was completely a like radical, like it was a movement. Jungle is a movement. And it really, really valued these like underground spaces and this creating these spaces of differentiating this scene from the I guess the general population or the expected like niceties of society. I don't even know, but basically it was just like so much of rave culture, it is a place for everyone to come together and be within themselves and be in their creativity and like have the freedom to be who they are. Next up, I've got a couple of Chase and Status songs, which I only recently found out that Chase and Status had a jungle album. But I gave it a listen and it's really good. So I picked two songs that I want to play for you guys because Chase and Status are very talented. And this album actually came out in 2019. But anyways, next up, I've got Program and Retreat 2018 by Chase and Status.
Said them want link with the general. Said them want the high grade medical. Then now if you move with no boy, where you move like snitch and I move like federal. Said them want to roll with the gargan. Then now if you roll with no pagan. Every jungle is a champion. Everybody don't know the program. Boy could have begun think like Hulk Hogan. But if it is me, I know him have a cool one. Boy could have begun think like Hulk Hogan. But if it is me, I know him have a cool one. Boy could have begun think like Hulk Hogan. But if it is me, I know him have a cool one. Every jungle is a champion. Everybody don't know the program. Well, if I were a bumbo, we'll make it start up. Said them want link with the general. Said them want the high grade medical. Then now want to move with no boy, where you move like snitch and I move like federal. Said them want to roll with the dragon. Then now want to roll with no pagan. Every jump is a champion. Everybody don't know the program. Me a tell her no, gun jackarella no. Everybody don't know the program. Well, if I were a bumbo, we'll make it start up. Everybody don't know the program.
We're going to turn you over. Yeah.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop. But then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Right. So last but definitely not least, something I definitely want to mention about Jungle is the way that, like, similarly to drum and bass, it didn't really pick up in North America until later on, except for one place in Canada. Jungle became really popular in Toronto. As I mentioned, like, earlier in the episode, vast influence of the Caribbean and Black diaspora in the UK, but then also in Canada, and specifically in Toronto, made it catch on in those communities especially. Very much a counterculture of Black and Caribbean diasporic communities. So next up, I have a couple of Canadian jungle songs. The main Torontonian junglist that I could find in my research is a guy named Marcus Visionary. You can read about him on CBC, but I've got three Marcus Visionary songs to finish off this episode for you guys. And I love Jungle. At a certain point, because of the Amen Break sample, I do find that if you're listening to Jungle for too long, it does all kind of blend into itself, but it's also a lot of fun. Like, if you're in a mood for jumping around and dancing, or even just, like, having it on in the background, I find it's really good, and it's very, like, stimulating music. It'll definitely keep you awake. Without further ado, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been DJ Zona on CJLO 1690 AM. And you've been on the right track.
Stop playing hide and seek.
Yeah!
Run, come, hug up the feet. Run there. Sound boy make you run and so.
My sister come in here when I trouble nobody. Man, I disrespect. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Don't play, we don't.
stop playing hide and seek.
Yeah!
Run, come, come, hug up the feet. Run, sound boy, make you run and so. Sound boy, stop playing hide and seek.
Yeah!
You see, through the stance is a clash and you're done, so we have a do. You have to lock off that blood clot. No!
Tonight, bang, diddly, come and sit, take off a dress, we not go put it on back.
Take off a blouse, me not gonna put it on back. Take off a dress, me not gonna put it on back. Take off a sleep, me not gonna put it on. Cause it's a ram down selector. Bang diddle 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 ram down selector. Bang diddle diddle. Come and say ram me come and dance, me come fi ram it. Jam me come and dance, me come fi jam it. Ram me come and dance, me come fi ram it. Bang diddle diddle. Jam me come and dance, me come fi jam it. Bang diddle diddle. It's a ram down selector. Ram down selector. Ram show.
Worldwide.